Samsy and Josh, back in a tick.
I love when a D-grade celebrity gets burned, and especially when it's on social media and it goes viral, it goes public.
Right, okay.
Do you remember
that one of your top five moments?
Oh, solid 10.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember Jonathan from Maths? Now, he was matched up with Awkward Connie.
Yes, I remember. He had the man bun. Yeah.
That's the one. So he was holidaying or having a long weekend in Hobart, and
he tried
to use his status, even though it's well past 15 minutes, to get into a nightclub in Hobart called the Grand Poobah.
Okay.
He slid into their DMs and said, "Hey, I'm in Hobart for one night. I would love to come in. Currently in the line. Am I able to post to cut the queue? So hoping, hey, if I give you guys a bit of a shout out, can you get me in?" They replied with, "Nah, you can stay in line. This one's for Connie."
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, nice one.
And then they posted it to their social media going, "No one's getting special treatment here, especially when you do Connie wrong." He's just like a bleep in the reality sphere. Like, he's just a bleep on the radar when it comes to bad boys on television.
Was he a bad boy, though, really? I don't think he was.
Look, the joys of editing.
Yeah, I don't think he was that bad.
No.
He wasn't the guy that rubbed the toothbrush on the toilet. That was way worse.
All he did was
not want to go out with Connie.
He was feral. But I think we've pretty much pardoned him. Like, we've forgotten about who he was. I had to Google to find a picture. But there are some characters, I don't know about you, but I still haven't gotten over. In fact, I can't forgive them for what they have done. And the first one is Angel when he broke up with Buffy.
"You deserve more. You deserve something outside of demons and darkness. I mean, you should be with someone who can take you into the light."
I mean, that's cop-out. He's basically saying, "It's not you, it's me."
She ended up dating another vampire, didn't she, Spike?
Yeah.
Angel was a way better series than Buffy, by the way.
Oh, amen. It was such a brilliant series. But, I mean, if we want to talk about heartbreak, I mean, Buffy, Angel, clearly that was heartbreaking.
Supposed to be.
But then, by the time I got over that heartbreak and the sorrow of not seeing those two together, I had to go through the roller coaster of emotions again when Rory called it quits with Jess on Gilmore Girls.
"I think I may have loved you, but I just need to let it go. Okay, so goodbye. That word sounds really lame and stupid right now, but there it is. Goodbye."
I mean, he broke a heart, you know.
Never saw Gilmore Girls. Don't have any care for it. That scene does nothing for me.
Incredibly well written, the show. But, I mean, they had a love for the ages, and she was all in with him, and he just wouldn't meet her. And I did actually tear up when she called it quits because she was done. She couldn't give any more. And he just, I mean, he learnt too late. He was just standing there silent in the phone booth. It was heartbreaking. But I think when it comes to torment, not only for one of the most beloved characters on TV, but for the audience as well. It's when Pacey broke Joey's heart.
"The Pacey, they're less than an hour apart.
And are more than a world apart, and you know it. You deserve better than this place, and you deserve better than me.
You break my heart into 1,000 pieces, and you say it's because I deserve better?"
Oh, that is cringe at the highest order.
How could Pacey do it to
Joshua
Joey?
Jackson. Jeez, what did he do after that? Nothing.
On K-Rock 95.5.
We all know that kids don't really have a filter. Especially at a young age, when they first learn to talk, until they're teenagers, really, they'll just let you know what they're thinking.
Like, call it as I see it.
A Mumsnet discussion has broken out after one mum revealed that her child told her that she stunk. She physically smelt. She didn't like the way she smelt. I don't know, just stunk in her daughter's opinion. So she thought, you know what, I'm going to just take to Mumsnet, find out what else kids have said about their parents.
I wonder if this kid said it in the privacy of their own home or in the middle of mire? Like, where was she making this comment?
It doesn't say in the article at all. Just says that she said that she stunk. And that was all that she needed to say, I think, to set this mum off. Many were saying that one lady said that she had a wobbly body, her daughter told her. Geez, daughters are very harsh, aren't they? I'm going to learn that the hard way. One recalled that her daughter said she needed Botox because she looked old.
How do you even know about Botox at that age?
She must be old enough to understand the concept of Botox.
Yeah, she's been watching something there, hasn't she? Another one said that she should put down that cake because that her arms were fat and soft like pillows.
She pointed at her mum's tuck shop arms.
Jeez, that is just absolutely brutal. I was getting changed to go swimming in a cabin. My son said, "Mummy, you have big and wobbly legs."
These kids are harsh.
Oh, absolutely. This is my favourite one, though, and absolutely heartbreaking. My daughter, when she was six, giving me a makeover. When she finished, she started crying and said, "It hasn't worked. You look old." Absolutely brutal. 5223295 What were the harsh remarks that your kids said? Or some even in your nephews or your nieces?
Yeah, my nephews, look, bless them. They haven't probably been that brutal. And by saying this, it's pumping my own tires up, and that's not why I'm saying it. But my poor sister-in-law copped it. So a little while ago, probably about a year and a half ago, my nephew paid me the compliment. He asked me how old I was and then said, "Oh, but Auntie Lee, you don't look over the age of 19, 20. You look very young." I said, "Oh, thank you." But then he turned to his mum, Ash, and said, "But not you, Mum. You look much older than Auntie Lee, like real old."
Oh, wow.
Ash is 6 years younger than me.
Jeez, that is very harsh. Like a six-year-old that uninvited her mum to a party because she said she'd eat everything. Absolutely.
These kids need to stop watching episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever they're watching.
Brutal. 5223295 Ebony and Leopold, it was your four-year-old that said something to you.
It was. She breaks my heart. We were in the bedroom getting dressed and I was just bending over, drying my legs, and she turned around and told me that my belly button looked sad. Yeah. And I mean, I could see from her perspective why she thought it was sad, but yeah.
Oh, no.
That was the place that gave her life. I mean, she's not going to understand that for a few years out.
I did tell her that it was her fault from when she was in that.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Love that. That is incredible.
Caitlin and Leopold, this was your seven-year-old just last week.
Yes, it was. So this was nothing to actually do with me, but we were late to school last week and she's just gone back and the office lady is normally quite, you know, rough with her when she gets there. And so she's like, "Oh, you know, I really don't want to see her." I'm like, "No, that's okay, honey." I go, "She's left to have a baby." And she, instead of saying like, "Oh, wow, you know, okay, well, that's good," or whatever, she turns around and said, "Somebody actually married her."
Oh, wow. That is just next level.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what?
At 7 years old and that's...
Seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Brutal.
Good luck when she's 12.
Thank you.
I never want to meet your daughter. That's,
no way. On K-Rock, 955.
We both came across this story today. A pair of handcuffs taken from an officer more than 60 years ago have actually been returned to the LAPD, along with a letter of apology from the now grandfather who took them.
That's what incredible that you've just decided after 60 years it's probably time to return them. I'm not using them anymore.
Got no further use for them. He said he decided to return the handcuffs to set a good example for his grandsons, aged 6 and 9.
Well, that's good.
To return them, he stole them. He wrote a letter to apologise
and to basically own up to it as well.
Rewrite a wrong, basically. The LAPD actually tweeted a photo showing the handcuffs, the letter, and he also...
And him in jail.
He also sent them $100 for any inconvenience. But this guy's actually inspired me, Josh. I think it's never too late to rewrite a wrong. So I've actually grabbed a pen. I've got some post-its here.
Okay.
Short notes, but I thought I'd...
You do something wrong. Oh, wouldn't have heard about that.
You know, it's rare.
Perfect is what you described yourself as when I first spoke to you.
I'm not conceited. I'm perfect. But I just thought I'd take this opportunity just to write a quick note, maybe rewrite some of my own wrongs. Okay. I've got four quick post-its. So I just want to... just one-liners, you know.
Had a whole life.
Send it out. But the first one goes out to my auntie Noni. It was me, not my cousin, when we were ages 10 and 8, who threw the ball and broke the clock that came off the bar. Oh. It was exceptionally disappointing that I just pointed at my cousin and ran away.
Yeah, jeez.
It was me.
Yeah, thought so.
Shout out to my ex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did take the dryer out of spite because you had every other piece of furniture and then I actually did sell it 3 months later. I mean, I just took it because it was petty.
Yeah, fair call.
So petty.
Oh, that's funny.
My year seven friend, Michelle.
Yep. What did you steal from her?
Didn't steal anything, but I told her to say sanitary items in class when listing things we needed to bring to camp because I thought we'd all get a laugh in class.
Oh, you set him up to fail.
It was very childish of me.
Yep.
I apologise for that. And finally, I would like to apologise to Aquinas College in Melbourne.
Right, what did you do there?
Well, in year 12, I played a game of inter-school netball,
mm-hmm.
and we scored 88-6. I actually scored 66 that day, and the goal and I, a goal assist or goal attack and I were basically just being smart asses that day and just passing it back and forth. In fact, towards the end was just back, forth. No, you take it, you take it.
Mm.
Actually, I don't want to apologise. I just want to remind them of that day because I was on fire. Boom!
Nice.
66. I mean, that was a stellar performance by me.
Well, very well done in the reserve grade there. Damson Josh on K-Rock.
On K-Rock, 955.
And unfortunately, a woman has gone viral. She needed medical treatment for using the wrong product, and it's left her, unfortunately, with stiff hair for the last month. So.
Yeah.
She went to grab her got-to-be-glued hairspray to keep down the wispy top of her hair, you know, to really have a slick back ponytail.
Nice, looking sharp.
Except she picked up the Gorilla Glue.
Is that a spray as well?
It's also in a spray bottle.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But it's 100% waterproof.
Oh, jeez.
And it sits rock hard. It's what you would actually use in bathrooms. That's why it was in her bathroom at the time, and she just was not, you know, concentrating and picked up the wrong bottle spray. Thought, oh, I've got this really slick black do on her way. And then several days later thought, why is this not washing out?
Oh, wow. I was going to say, what an idiot. But now I've just thought about something that I've done.
What have you done?
So in our bathroom, like, so obviously the toothpaste, and if we want to use the Dent Rub, I'll get Kat to put on my, and I would, like, they look the same. Dent Rub and Colgate, two very similar products. Chucked the Dent Rub on the toothbrush, chucked it in my mouth. Thankfully, like, only the tiniest bit got in because I was like, oh, wow. My mouth was warm, though.
And your back's now minty fresh.
Yeah, that's it.
My mate Jim actually baked the other week, the other month now. Mm-hmm. And bit of an avid baker, but she was a bit frazzled. She was trying to use it as a way to actually calm down as a bit of therapy.
That's right.
And instead of putting in flour, put in bicarb soda.
Oh, disastrous.
One bite into that, you're not in the batch
of
muffins.
No,
you're not.
No, you're disappointed on two fronts, really.
5223 2955. Did you use the wrong product?
Mm.
Possibly cleaning, possibly eating. What happened?
Mistaken case of identity, especially if the two things look similar. Like in, obviously, this lady's scenario where she's, you know, got her hairspray, and in my scenario, very achievable.
Danny, did you use the wrong product?
Yeah, I did. So I sleptwalked when I was about 17 and grabbed what I thought was apple juice, which turned out to be cooking oil.
While you were sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's not your fault at all.
How much did you consume?
No. Not a lot. As soon as it hit my mouth, I knew that was the wrong product. So I was like, yeah, no.
Oh, wow. What an incredible thing to go sleepwalking for, just a bit of olive oil just to just, you know,
lubricate the throat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carly in Grovedale, did you use the wrong product?
Yes, I did. So in the lead up to my wedding, I thought, you know what, I really need to get my body looking, you know, glowing on my wedding day. So I went out, bought some Dove moisturiser every single night, morning and night, lathering myself up. So I was that real white colour. And then I was sleeping it up the next morning, same thing. And the day before the wedding came, and I was with my bridesmaids, and I came up in this big rash.
And they're all like, oh, don't worry about it. It's a nervous rash. I was like, no, like, that's not me. I don't get nervous rashes.
Yeah.
Anyway, woke up the next morning. And one of my girlfriends was like, can I borrow that moisturizer you've got? I was like, yeah, that's fine. So she's had a shower, came out of the shower. She's like, Carly, this is not the moisturizer you've been using, is it? I was like, yeah, why? She's like, this is body wash. You have been putting body wash on your body for a week.
Oh, and because you're sleeping
and I was
in
like,
it too.
You are sleeping in it morning and night. So that explained the rash. And then for my wedding day, I was so dry. I was the exact opposite of what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So then I had to have all my photos facing front on because if I turned sideways, I had this 90-year-old neck. It was not a good look. Then we went to Cancun the day after. So on the plane, I was so nervous. I'm like lathering my neck up in actual moisturizer. So I could, you know, oh, it was just not a good look at all.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I know.
It's so simple,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, like, it's not going to have like an immediate effect
on you. That application every day,
yeah,
though, over time.
Drying
exactly.
Your skin out.
Yeah. And you know what? On the easy mistake, so on the bottle it said extra moisture, body wash.
Your
so
mate still out letting
you live
that
down. You know what?
Yeah.
Never going to live it down. No. So, yeah, on the wedding day, got photos with the bottle of moisturizer and, yeah.
Oh, wow. What a memory to have, eh? Absolutely.
I know,
absolutely,
yeah.
Brilliant.
On K-Rock, 955.
How much did it cost you to get home? Maybe it was an emergency dash. Maybe it was a major whoopsie because you booked the wrong day and you just had to book a way to get home then and there.
Imagine.
So I caught up with my friend Jade the other night, on Tuesday night it was, and she was telling me about her friend. Now, she had actually gone to work and travel about 16 months ago, so very much prior to world shutting down, hashtag Rona.
Yep.
And about mid last year, she had to make a call. Do I just do everything in my power to try and get home, or do I, use of a better term, ride it out? But she was slowly running out of money because obviously work was drying up.
Yeah,
she had some in reserves because she was working and then going to travel.
That's smart. I usually just call mum or dad overseas.
Well, we're getting to that. But she had a little bit of reserve. So she was able to actually use that because she's not traveling either to at least get by. So she, it's not like she was out on the street in the UK. Oh, I think she was in London. She was not out on the street hoping
good.
For a flight.
That's good. Yep.
She was still able to get by, but, you know, just living on 2-minute noodles every other week, basically. But it did get to the point, she's like, I just need to come home now. And we've seen it in the news about how difficult, how limited flights are.
Good
to
luck
actually
getting
get
one
home.
Now. Oh, jeez.
And obviously direct flights are out and some airlines.
But
are
even if you get
flights.
On, you can get bumped that day.
That's
you know,
right.
It's, like, it's not guaranteed.
And she copped that several times. So in the end, she basically just had to book business class because they don't bump business class. You are guaranteed to come home. So she did business class from the UK to Dubai, Dubai to Brisbane, but then in Brisbane, because that was the first direct or first flight business class you could get, Brisbane, you got to pay for your own quarantining. So she had to do 2 weeks of her own money quarantining.
Yeah.
Then, because a family member was actually meant to drive up to Brisbane, because obviously she's already spent enough getting home.
Yeah.
But that was when, over Christmas, the borders shut again.
Yeah.
So she had to book another flight. This is where she had to call mum and go, I'm out.
Yeah,
like,
man,
I
cash,
need
yeah.
$14,000 it took her to
wow.
get home. Now, not everyone is going to be in this position, and it may not have been in recent times, but have you been in a position where you've just had to outlay, maybe it was cost and time as well, just how much did it cost you to get home?
Maybe you missed the V-line coming back from Melbourne, had to catch a cab or an Uber, you know? That's
actually,
always an expensive, that's an expensive one because you're paying for them to go back too.
Yeah. That reminded me. So not the last New Year's, the New Year's before I went out with my housemate and his mates into Melbourne.
Yep.
And that was the night I had my phone stolen.
Oh,
he had
no.
to order me a DD to get from, I think it was St Kilda. No, it was Chapel Street. From Chapel Street back to G West.
Oh, wow.
$110 later.
Is that it? That's pretty good.
Oh, is it?
St Kilda, over an hour's drive.
I then also had to buy a new phone on top of that,
yeah,
really.
True.
Like Mitch and Lara, now this was when you were working in the mines. What happened?
Yeah, so I used to consult for an oil and gas company, and we had a project in the Itadata Basin, which is in Tirupiti, South Australia. So I had a family emergency. Parents rang up and said that I had to get home as soon as I possibly could.
Yeah.
I spoke with my operations manager, and they couldn't get me on a commercial flight for another 3 days.
Yeah.
So I actually called a local private charter company and got a flight from Tirupiti to...
You just broke up there for a second.
Where did you fly from? Kirpipedi to where?
Kirpipedi to Brisbane.
Yeah,
and it totaled $17,500.
Oh, jeez.
But I did have the aircraft to myself. It was a nice little King Air.
Did you feel like Jay-Z? Obviously, it was a family emergency, but was there just a small window where you just felt like what it was... to live like a celebrity?
Like to be posh.
I only had
bottled water, unfortunately, no hand feed or anything. Just a bottle of water and a 7-Eleven cold sandwich. But yeah, it was the work refunded me $2,500, which is our normal flight allowance. Right. But yeah, it was still $17,000 out of pocket.
Bottle of water and a sandwich. Talk about living the high life there, Mitch. That is crazy.
I mean, the things you do for family. Oh, but
that's crazy money, isn't it? That's amazing.
That's heart-stopping.
Oh, what a story that is. Mick in Werribee, how much did it cost to get home?
So we did a move to Darwin. We did a portable on-demand storage, so you get your shipping container dropped off on your front lawn, you fill it, they pick it up, ship it up to Darwin, drop it off in the front lawn of the place you're going, blah, blah, blah. It cost us $8,000 to get to Darwin, cost us $3,000 to get back.
Oh, wow. So you were thinking, what a bargain almost.
Well, so everything in Darwin gets imported. They don't make anything themselves. So when you put something on a train, it costs an absolute premium to get to Darwin, but then the train's empty on the way back, so they're just just give us a couple.
Yeah, right. Okay, that makes sense because everything's going there, so the demand and trying to get stuff on the train is just so high. Yeah. Well, that's an expensive round trip, isn't it?
The price difference is amazing. The price difference is...
I was going to say, I've visited Darwin as well, and that's about the same amount you'd pay for fuel up there to fill up once.
Yeah, exactly right. That's for sure. Don't talk about renting. That's a crisis altogether.
On K-Rock, 955.
And happy 21st birthday to Darude Sandstorm. This is a track that featured in the 2006 Winter Olympics in Nike advertisements. I mean, it's a cult classic, let's be honest. Yeah. Went to number one in the UK dance and UK indie charts and only reached top 40, like number 40 in the ARIA charts though at the time.
Really? That seems... I mean, pretty low, doesn't it?
It does. I think it was...
Was the dance scene that big, though, back then? Well, 21 years ago.
We were definitely in
more
and amongst
rocking
the
still, weren't we?
Boy bands, girl bands as well. Over 400 million streams across the platforms, though. So it's definitely been a slow burn. Like, it's just continued to... The evolution of this track has continued to flourish.
Yeah.
But it reminded me, I don't know if you've ever heard Darude Sandstorm like this, but about a year ago I came across this version. It's the best, worst version of Sandstorm you'll ever hear.
Sounds the exact same, doesn't it?
It's played on the recorder. I mean, if I had learnt this in primary school, I think I would have been more dedicated to the recorder.
I don't think anything sounds good in a recorder. No one's ever continued with that instrument.
Well, didn't I deep dive when I remembered this version? And I have found more versions of very popular songs that have been attempted on the recorder.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see if you can pick them. Number one.
Here, there's nothing to fear. My heart will go on. Down.
Wait for it. I love that version. Okay. It is Celine Dion. My heart will go on. The second one.
Take on me.
Multiple recorders going on.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of... That's a cacophony of sound.
Number three.
Britney Spears. I was going to say I got that from the instrumental underneath, not so much the recorder.
It kind of masks just how bad it is. All right, yeah. Final one.
Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's how you murder cult classics in the space of a minute.
On K-Rock, 955.
I want to show you when I saw him a walk. Because I was right. Not expecting this. I was doing a lap of Barwon River, getting the steps up for Feb 5th.
Nice one. Good job. Good job.
And I just happened to glance up. I was listening to a podcast and I was changing the episodes. And two bright yellow spheres just caught my attention.
Right.
Middle of the day, not thinking UFO. They weren't hovering at any point. But I was not expecting to see this. Now, they were sitting on a wooden picket fence.
Okay.
With no sign. No help yourself, no explanation.
Mm.
Just two random lemons.
Well, it's like in a box almost.
Well, that's part of the fence. It's just sitting on top. I had a look at
that. What's that box for?
It's just attached to the fence. It's got nothing to do with the lemons. There was no other lemons.
I feel like it does now because there's a box on a fence, which is just random in itself. But so people obviously put things in the box. Don't you reckon?
No. Well, I hadn't, but now I am thinking.
Well, so you're more weirded out by the fact that there's lemons in a box. I'm weirded out by the fact there's a box on a fence.
I was just more confused because there's no lemon trees along Barwon River.
It's clearly a take thing, surely. When you described what you were saying before, I thought they were on a seat or something and someone had left some lemons behind.
But there's no sign saying, you know, free to good home.
I think it's expected.
Oh, well, you're assuming a lot from a wood connected to a paling.
You're not assuming enough.
Because I actually had to Google. I actually had to look up other uses
Why
for lemons.
Why is there a box? No.
What uses, other than eating, what other uses are there for lemons? Because I'm like, why else would they be positioned randomly on a path down along the Barwon
cool.
River?
Cool, well, let us know. But if someone knows why that box is there.
52232955. You know, if you happen to be taking your saucepan out for a walk and the aluminium needs polishing.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Can use the lemons. If you're perspiring, because, you know, it's a hot day and you're walking along the Barwon River, apparently it helps take the yellow stains out of your shirt.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Washing powder does the same thing.
And you know what? You can get that in a box.
Yeah.
But helpful with walking, although I don't know how I feel about this, if you remove the flesh out of one half of a lemon, place the empty shell on your heel, it will actually help cracked heels. Now, obviously, don't want juice of the lemon. You want to make sure all of that's out because that's going to sting if that gets
on the... once it's been, you know, squeezed out.
Right, as in take all of the flesh out.
Oh, wow.
Put a sock on to hold the lemon in place. Leave it for 30 minutes. Apparently, that's to help soften dead skin cells to leave your foot feeling softer, smoother, and, easier to walk on, I guess, because it starts to heal.
Wow. Who knew so much about the humble lemon?
Right. And now I'm going to Google, why is there a box?
And you know I'm right, too. You didn't even think about it. Samson and Josh on K-Rock 955.
On K-Rock 955.
Yeah. Slow news day.
Yeah, this is where we, find a story that seems like it's not like such a big deal, but it's blown up. So it must be a slow news day.
It's beyond comprehension how they actually think it is okay to bring these two worlds together.
So Weet-Bix have tweeted out a recommendation and it hasn't gone well for them.
No.
So basically it's Weet-Bix and on top of the Weet-Bix they've put baked beans.
Why?
They've teamed up with Heinz. That's what a lot of people are asking. In fact, a lot of other companies have just gone off. KFC said, Alexa, how do I delete someone else's tweet? Domino's, us, pineapple on pizza is the most controversial food ever. Weet-Bix, hold my spoon.
well played.
Yeah, everyone just going off. Some people saying, this is the worst food I've ever seen with my eyes. Don't embarrass me like this. People use the phrase, that's nasty too often these days, but I truly mean it when I look at this.
Often when you hear of polar opposites of food groups, you know, you're salty sweet, you're fruit and... savory, you know, kind of bringing those. Sometimes it can sound a little odd because, you know, you haven't tried it on your own
palate.
Give
it a crack, maybe.
Exactly.
You know?
That is not appealing.
No, Weet-Bix, I still think it's only one way, and that's Weet-Bix with milk and sugar.
Okay, can I throw it out there? I've just thought of it.
Yeah.
Would it be like having baked beans on dry toast?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't think so. I mean, I'm not really willing to try it, but 5223295. Don't worry about that monstrosity.
No.
We want to hear about yours. What are your weird food combos that you've got going on?
I know growing up, we often, and at the time, people thought it was odd, but I have heard of people doing it since. Apple and cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, I still think that's weird, but I've heard more of it.
Yeah. It's not as uncommon as I thought it was. I just thought it was like the Thursday before Mum's payday.
Yeah, that's right. But maybe she's just had it as a craving.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a pregnancy craving. Maybe. That's why it's just started off. 5223295.
That's a little news day. So.
Yeah, we found a story that really shouldn't be a big news deal.
Completely shook.
It is. It's just, a lot of people not happy with Weet-Bix. I feel like the company might have cooked it on this one.
Yeah.
They've come unstuck for sure. They've tweeted out a photo of Weet-Bix topped in baked beans, which is just probably, I don't think, for anyone, really.
This will get people talking, guys. Yeah, in the wrong direction. We've got a couple on the Facebook page that do rival that. Mary said tomato sauce on choc mint ice cream.
Oh, that's crook.
Mandy, Vegemite and raw red onion sandwiches. That's a lot of salty and tart.
Yeah, that's not for me at all. I'm always open to trying things, but when it comes to this,
we have boundaries.
Ricky in Newcombe, rather. What's your weird food combo?
Peanut butter, Vegemite, and cheese.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, the Vegemite and peanut butter.
Peanut butter on one piece, Vegemite on the other, slap the cheese in the middle and put it together.
Now, does it matter if the peanut butter is on the left slice or the right slice, just as long as it's one on...
Whatever you're into.
not into that at all.
See, there's a bit of creaminess going on with the cheese and the saltiness.
How often are you eating that?
Most mornings for breakfast.
Oh, wow, that's a way to start the day.
There's a lot of vitamins and stuff going on in there, I'm sure.
Sounds like a legendary person. His food taste, a little bit off.
Talia in Geelong, tell Josh your food combination.
Cucumbers and Nutella.
Sorry, what?
Cucumbers and Nutella.
Cucumbers and Nutella.
So tell us, how'd you come about this again?
So my friend Mia... from school, she was eating strawberry Nutella, but she ran out of strawberries.
Yeah.
So she got cucumber and tried it, and she loved it, so she made me try it.
Look, I don't want to tell you who to hang out with, but she sounds like a bad influence on you.
I do like the idea of strawberries Nutella, though, because obviously you got the chocolate and the nut with the strawberry. We might just have to take your word for it, Talia.
I guess it's sort of just water and Nutella, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you for that one, Talia.
Yeah, basically.
But don't hang out with her again. Mick in Werribee.
How's it going?
Good. What's your weird food combo?
Well, Mum used to cook this dinner she called Hawaiian Liver Surprise.
Hawaiian
ham and pineapple in it. And this had ham, pineapple and liver. And the surprise was there wasn't any sauce, there wasn't any other spices. It was just ham, pineapple and liver.
Oh.
Ham or Spam? I have a vision of a very poorly put together, like, 80s retro.
Oh, what are you saying about his family?
No. Just, it was hot at the time.
It wasn't Spam.
Oh, that's all right.
It was actually ham.
Yeah.
But
Spam's
I made
great,
the
though.
Mistake. That, and what? This was what taught me to always keep the best food and eat it last to save the taste.
Yeah.
Because this was the first time I had it, and I ate the pineapple and I ate the ham. And I had the liver, and I put one piece in my mouth. I don't know if you've ever tasted liver, but unfortunately, no. I didn't eat it. I cracked it. Arms across the chest. Yeah. I said, "I'm not eating this." And I got it for breakfast the next day.
Oh, yeah, that's parenting.
Yeah, so don't only leave it for last, but don't speak up.
All right, Big J, bring us home. What's the weird food combo? And I know where this is going. It's North Queensland, Central Queensland. Sorry, Central Queensland.
Well, you're lucky you got it right there, son. You saved yourself. You know where this is going. Toast, plum jam, croc egg.
A croc egg.
Look.
That is wrong.
obviously, I've got nothing compare it to in my position, but how is it different to a chook egg?
Well, about 10 times the protein, 5 times the taste. You know, put a bit of salt on, you know, all right, good. I've had, when I was out here, we used to have Weet-Bix and beans all the time, but this is nothing new because I probably asked one of the boys, you know, it's the worst thing they could think of for breakfast. So, you know, beans on Weet-Bix is nothing new, so.
It still doesn't make it right, though.
No, that, I no two say. Wrongs don't make it right.
Absolutely not. Zamsy and Josh.